Hello there. We are coming to you today with juicy traffic stories by Liz. Hey, has anyone ever told you to drive? Get out there, handed you the keys, get out there and drive. You're driving today. Well, guess what? As humans, we spend over 50% of our time on the road. The significance of this is that we establish a rapport with the road, whether we like it or not. And experiences vary, and they're wide range, depending on what happens. Well, that's why this broadcast was developed. Actually, from stories that Liz, and I'm Liz, yours truly, actually made up and began to tell people over a number of years. I made these stories up from being frustrated in traffic that's not in your town, but in my town. And, you know, when everybody stops and you're in a lot of traffic, where are you going to go? You're just sitting in the car, waiting for that truck in front of you to move, and hoping that the man in back of you won't go into you. And so I began to really think about this, and I said, well, you know, these people are just sitting here. I mean, we have thousands of people on our road every day. And I began to make these stories up, and I began to share these stories. Some of them are satirical, some of them are humorous, some are serious. But they're stories that are meant to help you feel better while you're driving. So if you happen to be going down the road while I'm on the show, hey, it's your time to hear something about what you're doing right then and there. You know, I really think that many towns, no matter where, go through similar experiences on either a larger scale or a smaller scale. If you live in a little tiny town, well, obviously, you're not going to have the traffic. But if you're in Sacramento, like you are, or you're going to have a medium amount of traffic, but it might be of a different caliber. But anyway, everything that we talk about is going to be related some way or another to driving and to traffic. And so we want you to stick with us. Then we're going to have some contests going on for you. And if you can call in and give us the answer, it will help you to become a choice honorable mention visitor or guest on the show. Some of these traffic might be, the questions might be like, are you familiar with what a right-of-way sign looks like, and what is it for? Or what is the signal for go? And they're not hard questions, but if you can get the answer to all of them and get 100, in other words, just try to remember them or jot them down, if you call in at the end of the show, we will have you on the next or following show as a guest. How about that? Actually, people do different things in different towns, and we know that your town is a little smaller, and it has, it's a college, you have a college town, and you have, it's agriculture, and you know a few things about your town. Your town is not like the town I live in, and maybe your town is not like Los Angeles or San Diego, but still, everybody has a tendency to jump in a car and go. Well, guess what's going on right now? Super Bowl. It's Super Bowl time. And actually, the Super Bowl is taking place in a town that actually had a lot of tragedy, a lot of storms, a lot of floods, New Orleans. But they're going to have it inside, and groups and groups and groups and thousands of people are headed that way. I don't know if you're going to be going, but somebody's going to be going. And I'm assuming that those, most of them, some will take long drives there, some will fly, some will, you know, go one way or the other, but they're going there. And they're going to hopefully have the weather so that everybody can enjoy themselves. Well, we, on the show, we will be giving you little tips about trips like that. If you're on the road and you're going to a Super Bowl, or you're going to the county fair, or you're going on a cruise, and you have to drive there, well, there's just different things that you have to prepare for the different trips and different methods of getting there and different methods of actually making yourself feel comfortable when you get there. Now, these people going to the Super Bowl, for example, if they're driving cross country, they're going to be in casual wear. They're going to have their pants, their sportswear on, and they're going to get there and hopefully check in and have some events, maybe go buy some booths and purchase some items, or maybe watch a pre-game. But all in all, they hope to have fun. And, of course, the cheerleaders and the bands and everybody else will be there. And we tell people, if you're going to an event like that, well, you know, the bleachers are pretty hard to sit on. Be sure you take your comfortable cushion that you might be able to even deflate or inflate and put down a purse or fold up and put in a suitcase. Get that together. And all together, you need to wear something bright, because sometimes when you're in a big crowd like that, well, people have a tendency to get lost, believe it or not. When you're milling around with thousands and thousands of people, just getting out of your stadium seat, headed for maybe the concession stand, and maybe your girlfriend sat two or three seats down from you, and maybe you never caught up with her, and she went, and maybe she forgot what row you were in or where you were. And it's good that if all of the groups sort of tends to keep the same bright colors on, that would help some. Tag your some sort of item that's noticeable that you all agree on. Putting on your clothes would help you to stay together in a big event like that. Also, in a ball game, or football game, or basketball game, people, because sometimes they are eating right in the bleachers, they tend to have spills and that type of thing. So it's good to take a little something like napkins or something like that to keep yourself sort of brushed off and that type of deal. Because actually, those games can get pretty exciting. Somebody might just jump up and spill a big cup of beer on you, or something. Sometimes unusual things happen in places like that. Maybe carry something extra in your bag or something so that you can slip in and change if something like that should happen. Also, wear comfortable shoes. These are just little tips that you might already know about, but we just want to remind you that they help when you're going to an event like the Super Bowl. You might assume, well, I'm going to be with my friends, nothing's going to happen. And so often nothing does happen, but some things can happen. So cell phones are good for cases of emergency. Be sure you always have some sort of cell phone with you. Binoculars are good to have. Sometimes in a game like that, you can you can not only see the team, but you can see what's going on way, way away. And you might be the one that maybe helps somebody in a very serious way just because you can see the messages. Certainly, an event like that is very, very exciting. And I don't know, people sometimes, if they're rooting for their team and your team wins, after the game, things might get out of hand sometimes. So be prepared to, you know, you don't just assume that, know where your exits are. You know, so don't assume that nothing will happen, but always wise up ahead of time and always know where your exit is so that in case of anything going wrong, you know, you can get out and be on your way. We hope that we can just sort of like keep you familiar with things of travel. We're going to talk quite a bit about just various different things, traffic stories, fun traffic and fun and humor in traffic. We're going to talk about maybe some accidents. We're going to talk about some tragedies. We're going to talk about excitement. And we're going to talk about variety. And then every 15 minutes, we'll take a break, and you can hear some piece of music, and then we'll be back because we will be on for a whole hour. Did you know, also, this because of the month of February, and we're just coming on, we're going to want to find out if you have anybody in your family with a birthday. If you have someone in your family with a birthday, then we are going to ask that you call in and let us know. And along with that, we're going to ask you a couple of questions. What president was born in February? And, you know, these type of questions you're going to ask. What major sports that is going on in the month of February? And if you have an answer, or you know someone that has, or a friend that has a birthday, have them call in. Let them know. They might win something. They might win a prize, or they might be able to come on as a guest. So these are the types of things we're just giving you right now, a little preview of what the show is about, and what we're going to be doing and what you can expect. And then we might be telling some ridiculous stories. We might be talking about traffic delays. Now, as I stated, in a little small town, did you not know that when Ford first invented the cars, there was only two cars in a certain town? Just two. Now, listen to this. One car was going down the road one way, and he was just driving along on a nice, sunshiny road, a sunshiny day on a nice road, and he was just chugging along because then they didn't have the motors that the cars have now, and they didn't have the sophistication that some of the cars have, like a clutch and a steering wheel. They had many different other types of the roll forward cars, and would you not believe, this guy was just going on down the road, and up comes this other car from the other direction and hits him. There were only two cars in the whole town, because at that time, everybody couldn't afford a vehicle like we do nowadays, and there were only two cars. There was an accident. I found that sort of amusing. Are there any driving fans out there? Do you drive a truck, or do you drive a vehicle and you just love to jump in your car? Or are you a college student that has got a car for graduation gift and you're always cranking up and leaving? You know, you spend more time in your car than you do in your house. Okay, well, it's time. Look, we'll be right back. It's time for a station break. Howdy there. We're back. Well, we gave you a little time to sort of breathe. But I want to tell you this. As I was saying about those two cars, only two cars and two accidents. But if you have a car, you just graduated from high school, and your mom and dad gave you a car, and you drive to class, and you have a very, very funny story you want to share with us, hey, call and let us know about it. We'd love to hear about it. Just call BBS Radio, and they will put you through to Juicy Traffic Stories with Liz. Now, I don't know if you drive a small, you prefer a small car or a large car. I don't really know. But I tell you what, a lot of people have maybe two or three different cars at home. And sometimes there's almost a push for a mad dash for the driver's seat because mother might have to take her car and dad took his car, and that leaves his children maybe, or teenagers, or young people, with only one car to pile maybe four or five different people in. Well, maybe you've had a story that you would like to tell that's really kind of funny, something that's unusual that happened, and we'd like to hear that. I'll tell you what. A lot of people are out there. And believe me, a lot of people are just wild about jumping in a car and going. And did you ever wonder how this came about? Well, years ago, a lot of people did nothing but walk. And then we went into what was known as the industrial era in America, where we had industry. We had people like Ford and Chevy, and then, of course, later on, it trickled to others from even abroad, started bringing cars in to our country, and the next thing we knew, everybody had a car, whereas there was a time when everybody walked. People would say, oh, how far did you walk today? They didn't say, how far did you drive? They would say, oh, well, which road were you taking? I walked about four miles. I had to go to the store, and I had to pick up my groceries, and then I had to come back home. And I'm not talking, this wasn't in the South. This is we were talking north, south, east, and west in the United States. Most people, like your grandmothers and your great-grandmothers, walked. And then after a while, it went down on the cost of the vehicle, and then sooner or later, everybody got a vehicle, got a car, and they were able to start driving. Now, if you tell somebody, well, I'm sorry, you're going to have to get out and walk, well, depending on where you are, in a small town, it still might be a little bit more enjoyable. But if you're in a large town and you tell somebody they got to get out and take a bus or take a train or take something like that, a cab, it's a type of a discomfort. They want, you know, and they do their best, but it's just that everybody, especially if you tell them, well, you better walk. You got to walk to school. I don't want to walk to school. I want to drive. I want to ride. Can I have the car keys? Nope, you can't have the car keys. Why not? Well, because I'm going to take the car. You know, this is sort of a mama daddy thing. And, you know, then somebody has to pitch a fit. So, I mean, these are the type of scenarios, and somebody storms up the steps and says, well, why couldn't I get the car keys? She's always taking the car. Or if you're very, she says, well, your sister's got to take the car. Well, she's always getting the car. I don't ever get the car. And so sometimes we have these type of discussions going on because people are so used to jumping in a car going someplace. If you live on a farm in the rural areas, and you're always on a tractor out in the field, and you're trying to get your soil all prepared for food. I mean, maybe you might not go that much. You might raise everything. You might not go to town, as they call it, but maybe once a week on a Sunday or once a week on a Saturday. But people who live in large cities, they're always outdoors. They're always growing. They might go to a store maybe 5 times in one day and think nothing of it. Just drive, jump in the car, take packages, go gas up, and they're gone to the store. Well, what store did you go to? Well, I went downtown, they say. Well, downtown? Okay, well, then after I left that, I went way across to, and they might even go to another state. They might leave Chicago and go to Detroit. They might leave Chicago and go to Indiana. They might, and that's nothing for them. But there was a time when people almost walked to those places and not feel bad at all. Well, those days are over. So what are you driving? We'd like to know what type of car you have. We're not trying to say you have to tell us all about your car, but if you're proud of your car, you got it for graduation, why not? Call in and let us know. And we might, have something good to say about that. Now, a mother doesn't tell the oldest son not to drive. That could end up by being an accidentally dented rear end or a busted window shield or a flat tire or all of it to the tune of how much do we have left to spend on fixing this car up just because Junior got upset because couldn't get the car. Threw a temper tantrum, busted out the window, tore the rear end off the car, left the house, and maybe you didn't see him until the next day or the next 2 days, maybe the next week. Well, that scene is very familiar because young people are not the way they used to be either. Mom's working, dad's working, everybody's out the house. If the grandma or the grandpa's not there, well, that's it. Nothing's there but the furniture and maybe a dog or so. How long from work to home do you have? Listen to this. In a large town, you might have 12,000 cars in one lane. Meaning, if you were to clear the road and take and count every car that came along over a certain period of time, 12,000 cars in one lane going from town, let's say from one stretch of a town to from north end of the town to the south end of the town. You might have as many as 12,000 cars in a very large city such as Los Angeles or New York, such as San Francisco. You might have in that stretch 40 traffic lights that you periodically have to go through, or 15 stop signs if you get on the side street and you have to go back to your house from the town, the downtown sector of the town. You might go through 15 stop signs. Now, people don't stop and count these signs. They just go through them and get sick of them and get tired of them. Some of them get so tired of traffic lights, and so the light can be turning, the light can be red, and they're still going through it. The light can be, I think we have time for our station. We're going to pause for another station break. I'll get right back with you. We'll be right back. Well, ma'am, we're back. Welcome back. If you're driving down the road, just watch your signs and everything. But this show is for you. It's for you to learn things about traffic, maybe. We will discuss many different statistics. We will give history. We will give such as 15 stop signs is where I left off. And you know, sometimes people even get pulled over. And so when this happens, you know, there's a difference between a male being pulled over and a female being pulled over for a ticket. Now, if the cop comes and he asks the male, okay, sir, will you give me your license and your insurance card? Well, most of the time, he's going to maybe knock on the window or just come up. The police will come up to the window and just stick his head down and request those two items. Well, most men will just then go in there, whatever, their pockets, get the license out and get the insurance card out and just hand it to them. I mean, they might not say much of anything, depending on unless they're drinking. Now, that's different. But a woman, when the police sticks it to her and she gets stopped and he says, ma'am, would you hand me your license? Well, and I'm going to need your insurance card. Officer, what did I do? I didn't do anything. I was just driving, and I was on my way to pick up my little girls, my two children from school, and all of a sudden, I guess I didn't see that light, and I went through it, and I was on my way to pick them up, and then afterwards, and he's going, ma'am, hand me your license and the insurance card. And I was going to go and pick them up, and then we were going to go buy for hamburgers, and then we're going to go, and obviously you can have some hamburgers too if you'd like. Ma'am, will you please hand me your license and your insurance card, or I'm going to have you come out and stand up next to me. Then she might start digging in her purse. What? Hey, he's got to stand there for 5 more minutes. But you know what? She don't know where her license is, and she don't know where her insurance card is. So she's going to open a big purse. She's going to be pulling out baby bottles. She's going to be pulling out Similac. She might pull out some diapers. She might pull out some, and he said, ma'am, would you give me your license? Would you give me your driver's license? I'm looking for it, officer. But see, I bought this purse. I had to change the baby. Baby works all the time. And he's got to, you know, I had to change him. So I had to bring a lot of pampers so he could wear them so that I, when we get home, he'd be nice and dry. And I had to have a change of clothing. So I got to see pulling all these dresses, all these socks, and all these shoes. He's telling, ma'am, will you give me your driver's license? Actually, he's trying to be patient, but he can't be because she's taking far too long. Well, she's still digging down in her bag. Well, she came out with her aspirin. She came out with her pills that the doctor, well, you know, I go to the doctor every week, and he gives me all these pills, and I take lecithin, I take aspirin, I told you to give me your driver's license. And I take Lipitor, I take many different medications, and I don't know where I'm looking for my license. I don't know what I did with it. Let me see. And then she's going and sorting through bunches of paperwork. So she starts pulling out paper. And she says, I know what this is. This is my daughter's schoolwork. I had to give her papers in school. Hey, guess what? This poor guy is still knocking and asking this woman for her license. Ma'am, I'm going to have to arrest you. Oh, here it is. Here it is. All these things. See, that's the difference in stopping a male or a female. Guess who the police would prefer to Now, she took a good 10 minutes to get that out. So, I'll tell you, one tip, always have your driver's license and your insurance card where you can get to them. I mean, things that can happen. I remember once I was living in a big town, and I wanted to go back to a small town because I had ordered some boxes of to be delivered and dropped off to my house. And then I called the company, and they told me they had delivered these boxes, and they were huge boxes. But they told me they had left them outside my door. Well, here I was in a big town, and my boxes were sitting outside now in a small town. And, you know, anybody could walk up, even though the house was far back off the road, a nice long lawn. But anybody could have come by the house and just picked the boxes up and left. And, oh, my God, did I have a thing. I jumped in my car. I didn't even tell my husband I was going. I jumped in there. I was doing like, I must confess, I was doing maybe 80, I was going fast, very fast. And, you know, I made that town, I think, in short of 15, 20 minutes. And nobody ever knew I was gone. I got and loaded those boxes in my station wagon, and then I headed back to town, and I was going so fast, I went over this hill, and then I heard this, the cops got me. He said, "Ma'am, you were going almost 80 or 90 miles an hour. Where were you going?" I said, "Oh, I was trying to beat it back from, I was in Peoria. I was coming from Peoria back to Chicago. I was trying to get back to Chicago before my husband ever knew I was gone." "Ma'am, you're going to have to slow down." He says, "I'm not going to give you a ticket this time." I told him, I said, "Well, I have these big boxes, and they delivered my boxes, and they had them sitting outside my house, and I was in Chicago, and I heard that they had delivered them to Peoria, and I was scared somebody was going to take them. So I had to get there, and then I'm trying to get back before he realized I ever went anywhere." "I'll tell you what, I'm going to let you go this time, but next time, you're going to have to be very careful. Slow down." And I said, "Okay, thank you so much." Boy, it was hard to slow down, but I did it, and I finally made it. If you got a story like that where you were just, it was beyond your power, and they pulled you over, and you didn't know you were going to get stopped like that, hey, let's hear about it. Traffic can be something else. I mean, you'd be surprised, even in a small town, you can get stopped for a little nothing. So anyway, I know in the larger towns, they write tons of tickets every day, so be very careful out there. There are some people that go through a stop sign that's not their biggest day, but they just don't see it. And then they hear, and then they wonder what happened. They went through a stop sign before they realized it. They didn't mean to do it. They just did it. Are you ready to go for a drive? Weather is so nice. It's fine. Sun is shining. It's beautiful. A little small breeze. The birds are singing in the trees. The vegetables are growing in the fields. And we were working on the farm. And all of the girls and boys are at school. Well, Mother had to go to the PTA meeting between schoolhouse and maybe another job. And the radio was just blasting. Fun times on BBS radio. And oh, what a day, what a day, what a day. After school, everybody wants to eat. And after dinner, maybe, just maybe, go for a quick spin into town for the dairy barn near the old outdoor theater so we can get ice cream and go watch a movie. Well, in the larger town, sometimes they go to a theater in town and watch a movie. Sometimes we just watch it on television. Everybody has a TV in their own room. Girl has a TV in her room. Son has a TV in his room. Younger son has a TV in his room. Mom has a TV in her room. And so everybody doesn't get them. Maybe they go to the fridge and get what they want. But I'll tell you what. This fan on a nice warm day is very enjoyable. I mean, there's nothing like it. I think that before the industrial age, when people were walking, they got more exercise. But it's just really fun to jump in a car and go where you want to go. Well, what about this driver's ed school? What about the girls, the teenagers, and they're just learning to drive? You ever experienced that? Well, when a girl gets about 15 or a young man gets about 15, in fact, 15 in a smaller town, sometimes in small towns they learn how to drive when they're only 8 and 10. I mean, and then nowadays you can go on computer though. I mean, you don't have to go. You already know by the time you go, you can go take the test. Sometimes you can take it online. I mean, we have gotten very sophisticated. Computers have made their entrance into everybody's heart, everybody's mind. And so we don't have time for even going to driver's ed. But every now and then, you'll have somebody else. Well, if they go and pass the test, how later? And then, of course, that makes them eligible to get that new car. Well, sometimes they aren't given a car. Sometimes they have to earn the car, but at any rate, it's an enjoyable experience. Well, these are the types of things, some of the things that we're going to talk about. And remember, we have the contest going on. And I'm going to give you the question so you can call in. Now, here are the questions. What is a yellow light for? Now, we know, most of us know what the red light is for. We know what the green light is for. What actually is a function of the yellow light? So I want you to tell me, what is a red light for, what is a green light for, and what is a yellow light for? What is a yield sign for? What is a right of way sign for? Do you know the answer to those questions? If you do, call in. If you have an exciting traffic story or an unusual traffic story related to a car, or if you had something maybe that was not so much fun, maybe if you had an accident and you want to share that, whatever you want to share, feel free, call in. This show is for you. And now we're going to take another station break, and we'll be right back. And we'll listen for your phone call. That's BBS Radio. We'll be right back. Howdy! How you doing out there? I tell you what, how far did you have to drive? Did you park that car in the right place? Now look, sometimes if you park in front of a person's house and they don't want that car there, numerous things could happen. Depending on whether they know you or not. Now, we are not talking so much in smaller towns because, you know, in smaller towns, everybody knows everybody. Everybody knows everybody's business. But we're talking mostly in a larger town. If you park in a big city and you go on a residential street in a larger town and you park your car and get out, take your keys, lock your doors, and you park in front of somebody's house that doesn't really know you, and you, especially if you park in their driveway, hey, you better watch out. You might come back and your car might be sitting flat on the driveway, all the tires taken off. You might not have a car at all. They might break the window, go in and just drive off in the car. You might get anything on your car, like paint or spaghetti or some type of food out of anger. Or sometimes you just call a towing company and have them tow it away. There's numerous things that can happen. Please do not park in front of a person's driveway. Move the car up a little bit to the next sector so that they can have their own parking place to get in and out. If you're on a commercial street, if you're on a commercial street and you're by a big company that has trucks going in and out, you don't want to park in front of the space that the trucks go in and out because that's a ticket. And they can call them so fast on you, you don't know what to do. And if you go to school and you're on a campus and you don't park in the right, you don't have your school sticker on your car, you can get a ticket on campus. You know, they have these campus police, and they'll stick your car with a ticket in a minute. So always know that you're parking in the right zone. Check your car and be sure you have your sticker. Also, if you're in class in a big city and you park in one of these traffic parking places and you pay them so much, and at the end of your class, let's say you're in a six-hour class in your downtown at Loyola, or you're downtown at another large campus, well, be sure you have your sticker. Boy, you can just spend most of your money up every month paying for your tickets that they put on your car because you didn't have your sticker when the police, the campus police, came around checking all the cars, and he saw your car. How could he see my car? How could he see it? Well, he saw it, and he stuck me with it. So be careful about little things like that. Well, did anybody call in? If anyone calls in, I'll take the call now. If they did not, we want to let you know we'll be back with juicy traffic stories by Liz the next time we're on the air. Be sure that you tune in and call in. We look forward to hearing from you. This is my first time talking with you, and I'd like to hear from you. Have a happy day. Drive carefully.